I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. There's been reaction today to that 16-page Justice Department memo leaked last night to NBC News that outlines how the U.S. can legally kill an American citizen overseas. There are three requirements. The citizen must be a senior operational leader of a terrorist organization like Al-Qaeda. He or she must pose an imminent threat to the U.S., and his or her capture must be infeasible. The memo also says the courts should not be involved in the decision to kill. The director of the American Civil Liberties Union's National Security Project called the memo profoundly disturbing and said it's hard to believe it was produced in a democracy built on a system of checks and balances. Josh Gerstein is White House reporter for Politico. Josh, Attorney General Eric Holder had a previously scheduled press conference. He was asked about the memo. What did he say?
Well, Robin, he basically defended the administration's not only its policy, but its rhetoric on this. He said that he and other officials have given a series of speeches laying out the principles that you just enunciated and which are in this memo, and that he thinks that those principles and those statements are an accurate representation of the drivers, he called the drivers of this policy.
Well, we do know that the U.S. has targeted in this way. The cleric Anwar al-Awlaki was killed in Yemen. He's American-born. He was killed with a targeted drone strike. There was a different memo at that time. So what is different about this new memo?
Well, this just adds a little bit more detail to what officials had said in those earlier speeches. We still don't have the more detailed 50-page memorandum that is the full and complete legal justification for this, but it adds a little bit more texture and more nuance. We learn more about what officials consider to be an imminent threat that could justify a drone strike. It turns out it doesn't necessarily mean that they know that someone is plotting right this minute a specific attack. It could simply be that they've chosen to affiliate with an Al-Qaeda group and they've worked on attacks in the past and there's no sign that they've quit. And we also get a little bit more texture about what does it mean for capturing someone to not be feasible. It doesn't mean that it's completely impossible or just highly impractical. It can simply mean that the country we want to do this in won't authorize the U.S. to do a capture on the ground, but perhaps will allow a drone strike. That's enough to say you can be taken out by drone rather than any effort made to capture you and bring you into custody.
Well, there's been a lot of chatter, as you know, on the morning shows about this, speculation that you could be sitting next to someone in your living room at home that was so suspected by the U.S. It doesn't feel as if it's that broad, but it does show up as John Brennan, President Obama's nominee for CIA director, and someone who's been the president's advisor on counterterrorism, is due to appear Thursday for a Senate confirmation hearing. Is there a connection here?
Oh, yeah, I think there is a connection. I mean, just yesterday, 11 senators sent a letter to President Obama asking him to provide them with the underlying memoranda here, the ones that are still classified. That's something the administration has not done up to this point. And we should also stress that this memo is sort of the baseline view of what the administration feels its authority is. It doesn't necessarily rule out other kinds of applications. It doesn't discuss what the rules might be for using this kind of technology against someone in the United States. They kind of leave that issue to the side, or whether you could use it against someone who's not a senior operational figure and perhaps, say, a propagandist or a recruiter for a terrorist operation. Will you be able to use the same kind of deadly force against an American in those circumstances? Those questions are basically left unresolved for the memo to be dealt with in another day.
Well, I was going to say, what do you think that day is, briefly? We know the ACLU and the Times, the New York Times, have sued the government under the Freedom of Information Act for documents on drone strikes. We know the ACLU says they believe strikes are unconstitutional. This memo argues that. Do you think this is going to end up in a court?
Well, it's been in court several times, and judges have basically tried to wash their hands of it. They don't want to be either involved in forcing disclosure of these memoranda or really be involved in making decisions about whether specific strikes are fair or not fair. And the Justice Department and the White House up to this point has said there shouldn't be, as you've said, any role for the courts in deciding who should be attacked by drone or when.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how this plays out. Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and then go apple picking. But perhaps you've been picked. We'll explain in about 30 seconds here and now.